but if he doesn't let us stream today, we're gonna fucking destroy him.
Wait, huh? Oh, right, yeah. Huh? Yes. Sorry, I'm not really with it right yet. Basically, the idea of the dream was that I was Johann Sebastian Bach, and I was being chased up a very tall building by an angry Christian who said I was uncouth.
An angry Christian?
He said I was uncouth. But that's Why? Ridiculous, because Johann Sebastian Bach was the most couth person ever.
What does couth even mean?
Polite, civilized.
No, but you hear people call people uncouth, but you never hear them call each other couth. I'm a very couth man.
Mal, please. You add un to the start of couth, and it becomes uncouth. Don't you realize how language works, Mal, please?
No, but have you ever heard people call each other couth?
Couth
yes.
is a word.
I
you
have
don't
never...
call people uncouth. Because couth is the standard way that you should be.
Mal,
you're not around other people enough to hear them say it.
Yeah, because I bet the people at my school call each other couth all the time. That's the kind of language they
use.
Well,
no, they don't, because they're teenagers, but... Never mind, Mal. Mal, don't get drunk and start railing off in chat again about everything that crawls into your mind, please.
Crawls into your mind. What that's did he how, talk about last time?
That's how Mal people gets created, man.
Mal, were you genuinely that drunk, or were you just
exaggerating?
I was sobering up as it went on, though. I had 3 shots of
vodka. No, you weren't.
Yeah, I noticed you left after a while.
That's a fucking lie. You were not sobering up.
No, by the time I went to bed, I was mostly sober.
I'm trying to think what...
You want to hear what he sent me? Hey, baby, when are we doing the pod axed to Moz? Happy one wants to know, else I am drunkager.
Sweet.
Hello and welcome to the That's right. Rock me, baby.
Baby.
Rock me, baby.
Baby.
That's right.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages today with me, Animich.
What's up, guys?
Baron von Bad Beaver.
What's up, guys?
Fishheads.
Fuck you, it's February.
No, it isn't. Catman.
Is.
Hello. Happy man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yes. I mean, hello.
Mixmaster Mal.
Good afternoon.
Moogle Pies.
I love you all and hope you have a wonderful day.
And Shawnee.
Now this is podcasting.
Oh God. Shit, that should be our new intro. We're going to wait our starship! Actually, we should get that kid Anakin. We should get that guy to do an intro for a podcast.
Well, he's probably like 40 by now, right?
Yeah, he's probably not doing anything, so...
No.
He's
Why would
traumatized
you do that?
Now. He goes to conventions and just looks sleepy the whole time.
He was also in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Christmas
I wish
movie.
I could go to conventions and look sweet. Oh, wait, I already do that. That's my job.
It is?
Yeah, I basically work at a huge convention hall, but in the restaurants. And today, for example, I was really tired, so I looked like I was falling asleep like all the time.
We're going to go through some comments now, seeing as that story didn't go anywhere.
I'm sorry.
Serpent says... Just going to say this, the guy who made the U Testament also made the same game, but about Muhammad. I haven't talked about the U Testament in a while.
He also made a hilarious wrestling game, which I want to stream at some point.
He also made this one game called Hard Time, which is like going into prison, just like real life.
Well, Mark was on the last podcast, Mike even, sorry, and he loves the U Testament.
Yeah, Happy Man loves the U Testament.
That game is amazing.
I love the U Testament.
Everyone,
I don't think we ever talked about it on here, did we?
That should be a fucking book club game. God,
I agree.
Knew you were gonna say that.
After Lisa, let's do it. Yeah.
I still have it on my computer, actually. I haven't uninstalled it.
I remember streaming it at some point, and I made my character 11 feet tall.
I remember like how random fights would break out for no reason. Just people start punching each other. And like Jesus gives you like Dragon Ball Z powers.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the part from the Bible where like Jesus is mad because some people are building shops in a temple or something, and he chases them out. Well, that is represented in the game that I walked into the temple and Jesus was just beating the shit out of some prostitute with like a hammer.
Just like Grand Theft Auto.
It was pretty scary.
That'll learn them.
Sigma says, I just assumed you guys all died in a horrible triple penetration accident. Boy, am I glad to be proven wrong. Can't wait to listen. It's going to be great.
It'll take more than triple penetration to kill
me. I was going
to
say.
Phil says, the Family Feud duel seems a bit rushed. Well, whatever.
It's because the other guy sucked at it. It's not my fault.
Let Zedman's talk. Yes. Well, he didn't talk during the episode, really, that much. He mostly kept quiet. He must have been concentrating on something.
Zedman's jams.
Yeah, people have been accusing Happy Man of phoning in the Family Feud now that he just makes all the sound effects with his mouth.
Sorry. I thought you would edit it in.
Well, to be honest, like, I don't even have the sounds, and I really couldn't be bothered.
They're public domain sound effects. You can find them on any public domain sound effects site.
Yeah, I just searched, like, YouTube for them. I'll send them to you. Anyway, I can't edit it in now anyway, so... Because I don't have the soundboard on.
Anyway,
so fuck sound it. Effect.
I kind of like the homebrew style that comes with making your own sound effects.
You just like it because it's less effort.
No, I don't. I put a lot of effort into editing this podcast. Also,
let's do
something. Sigma says, I assume the real ultimate will throw down when we get Ultimate Maximum Overdrive 2 second sequence. I'm still working on that. I've got 300 frames of animation done for it now. Yeah, I know that. Thanks. I do know the progression of time in our modern world.
Did you know the thing you made? Did you know how long it was since the last time you made it? Did you know?
Anonymous says Okami on PS3 did run at 4K. No. I looked this up. It internally renders at 4K, but it outputs at 1080. Please do your research before you make dumb comments.
I didn't think that the PlayStation 3 could render at more than 1080p anyway. Like, I didn't think it was physically capable of doing so.
No, it's can't output it above 1080.
Yeah.
I don't...
That's so what I said.
1080.
Just before that, though, before fucking Fishheads interrupted me to read a comment that I hadn't gotten to yet.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about Kyle Johnson. I just want to apologize to everyone that Kyle Johnson wasn't Dobby in that episode. Fuck him. Seriously. Fuck Kyle Johnson.
He's a big voiceover man now.
He wants to be taken much too seriously as a voice actor to voice act Dobby in a communist fanfiction. Yeah, it's so almost as if he wants an actual career or something. Fuck him.
So you can't throw it back in his face in like 5 years' time and say, he was the voice of Dobby on this fanfic about Harry Potter being a communist.
Well, honestly, you can just say he was on this shitty podcast instead.
I know.
When
he's on Oprah, you can barge in and say, listen to Harry Potter becomes a communist. He was Dobby. And then his career ends.
Forever. Yeah. This episode was 87% better by the presence of GOP regulars, in particular Kyle's majestic booming voice that demands the listener's complete attention as if a king projecting dominance over his subjects. Thank you, Anonymous. I'm sure he's very flattered by that.
This anonymous person should probably write a fanfic about this.
Mm-hmm. This anonymous person is probably Kyle Johnson writing anonymous.
There's already fanfics out there about various GYP contributors.
There's a really good one about instigative journalism. Yeah, but I don't like instigative because he doesn't like Cave Story. So whatever.
That's fucking Mark. Me. That's Mark you're thinking of.
No, it's maybe it's Mark. I don't like Mark.
If there are any listeners out there, I urge you to write a Mao and Freaky Demon fanfiction.
Yeah, man, I'm legal now.
Yeah, that's what there hasn't been a fanfiction before. Before you were legal, it's like, man, that's just going too far. We can't write a fanfic about this. No,
that takes
okay.
A little part of it, though.
All right, let's do Family Feud. So the teams are Mao's family, Mao, Mitch, and Sean versus Fish's family, Fish, Cats, and Moogle.
Oh, thank God I don't have to be on Mitch's team.
Why do I get Fish? God damn it.
You should get me as well.
You don't know anything about Dota and CSGO, you fucking...
Oh, these better all be CSGO and Dota-related questions.
I'd love it if they were, even though I know they're not.
It's not like I'm going to answer Mummy Returns.
Hey, that's just, that should be the next book club game.
Isn't that a movie?
I'm not going to... It's a Game Boy Color game.
God damn it.
Oh, God.
Okay, hands on your buzzards, and give me a octagon when you know a game with terrible voice acting. Fish heads.
Shenmue.
Survey says. Number four answer.
Number
you
four.
You may continue.
Resident Evil.
Survey says. Number three answer. You may continue.
Does anyone else have one?
Nope.
How about Spider-Man 2?
Let's really think about this.
Wrong.
Damn it. That is the one with I'm gonna be late for
Dr. Connors.
That's Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that one.
Don't say that.
Don't say
no.
that.
No.
Shit, I've got no fucking idea.
Are you guys serious?
There's gotta be so many that
yeah,
I just
my mind's
can't
just gone. It's just gone blank, pretty much.
Shit. I'm thinking. God.
Come on, there's so many games.
It's too early in the afternoon.
It is too early in the morning.
There are so many games, though. God, how about the first Devil May Cry?
Survey says.
Fuck.
Really?
Mo.
Final
Image
Fantasy
or
Sean?
X.
I think
Final Fantasy X.
I was
no.
God damn it!
Oh,
God damn it! That's what I was.
Number two
say.
Answer.
Woohoo! I was gonna say Mega Man X5.
So you got number one.
X4 is better.
You
X4
got number
one.
Why didn't
five,
you say
six,
anything, Shawnee?
Because I'm not on your team.
Because he's not on your team.
No, Mitch and Sean, come on.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so give me more answers.
Oh, wait,
didn't we
I thought we
the
stole
board?
The board though.
Oh shit, yeah, you did. No.
Yeah, no one's gotten the number one yet.
You can't get the number one.
Well, I'm gonna say Mega Man X4.
Survey says.
Oh, fuck me.
What?
So we gotta get the number one. What's the game with the worst voice acting that's ever existed?
Resident Evil.
No. Good job, we're not asking.
Yeah, you said Resident Evil, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody said it.
Yeah, we did. We said Resident Evil before.
Oh! House of the Dead!
Survey says.
Ooh.
Number one.
Yes.
Yes! Okay. Pass.
Okay.
Oh, they're passing it to us.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm passing it to the third team, Fish.
The Fish, Cats, or Moogle. You have three answers left.
And
how
we
about
can steal it? I
Sonic?
Haven't. Oh,
Sonic?
Okay. Right, you've already answered.
Sorry.
Okay, fine.
Sonic Services.
Fuck.
And
thanks
Team
for
Animich
that.
Takes it.
Thanks for that.
Yo!
Sorry.
Top play, Animich. Top play.
You've got to be more aggressive, Cats.
Happy
Fish, I think I'll just mute you during the stealing, so you can't fucking interrupt me with some stupid answer like you always do.
Number seven, Mass Effect. It's not that bad, is it?
Not bad voice acting.
That's
what?
Fine voice acting.
That's like
it's bad voice acting. It's not bad voice acting.
Dragon Age is worse than that. So, and number six is Zelda CDI, of course.
Good answer.
And number five is Star Fox. Star Fox 64.
What?
Really?
I'm assuming.
What?
I like the voice acting in that game.
Oh, it's hilarious, but it's not good.
Maybe Star Fox Adventures.
It's characterful.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Moving on.
Give me...
Let's get ready.
A game that is a dancing game. Fish heads.
Dance Revolution.
I'm getting it.
Survey says.
I swear
I'm
getting it
first.
Will
you pass or play first answer? Number one answer.
I leave it
we'll
up
play.
To you.
We'll play.
Yep.
Okay, to give more dancing games.
Dance Central.
Survey says. Number three answer.
How many dancing games are there? There's Just Dance.
Just Dance, yeah.
Ding, number two.
All right, that's about it. I hope you guys have something.
Let's have a quick think then.
You know, Dodd streamed Just Dance and he had a little webcam in the corner of him dancing. He's so white. It was amazing.
Ooh, I'm not sure about this.
Do we think about that, though? Are you thinking about a certain DS game? by any chance?
No. Maybe I am. Space Channel 5?
Services.
Shit.
Okay, now we're gonna
think. People probably just thought of stuff with, like, dance pads then. I hope there aren't several different entries for different Dance Dance Revolution games.
There better not be. I swear to fucking
God. I don't know.
There's one.
Oh, fuck off.
Is it
bad?
I don't know if I want to say it. Moogle, do you have anything?
I was gonna... There's a certain set of DS games, but I don't know which one of them to say.
Probably the most well-known one, i.e. the one released in the U.S.
In the West? Yeah, go ahead, say it then.
Elite Beat Agents.
Services.
No, thank God. Okay. Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix, would that be separate?
Services.
Oh my God!
Nice.
I knew it.
Yeah, that was the other one that could have been, I guess.
You got number 6 and number 7 left. They're kind of obscure.
Let's say the other one of the DS series so that we can fucking eliminate it.
Also, Tatake Owendan.
Yeah, Owendan.
Services.
Nope. Okay, good. Okay. Well, we've done what we can do.
You just try and get it.
Yep.
No, we've only missed one so far.
No, you missed two, I think.
We missed two. Nope.
Space Channel 5, that's right. That wasn't on there.
So, Mao, Mitch, and fucking Sean, you can steal the board of Great Dancer.
Are we missing 6 and 7?
Six and seven are the answers left.
I might have an answer.
Shit. Okay.
Me too. Mine is a really Japanese one.
Mine is really popular with
casuals. Sean is a better dancer than Animich, so I'll go to Sean. I would say
say Michael Jackson, The Experience.
Ooh. Survey says...
Oh,
that is not
okay, thank God.
Team Moogle Pies keeps their points. Team Fishheads keeps their points.
Okay, what are the other options? Also,
the other two were... One of them's really stupid. World Warcraft. That really
shouldn't. What?
That don't would be my answer,
slash
though.
Slash
no,
dance.
It wouldn't be.
I
don't
really hate
be.
The people who...
Yeah, World of Warcraft is a very
questions
game,
when troll answers get more than one answer, so I have to add it.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
What was the other one?
And the other one was Star Wars Kinect.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, I forgot about that.
You realize we're competing for the glory of the streak here as well.
I aim no hologram girl.
Streak is on the lock move.
The streak, the most glorious streak in podcast entertainment.
Is that an actual song in
that
game?
Is
an
actual song.
Jesus Christ.
I'm Han Solo. That's another one.
Please go away, Animich.
Ooh, this my ship. This my ship.
Fucking hell.
Fuck George Lucas.
Okay. Number 3 in this is the last one of the first round. So, Mao and Fishheads? No, Mitch and Fishheads. Right? Give me a cancelled game. Animich.
I went first.
Fishheads did go first.
The Last Guardian.
Ooh!
Number 3.
Okay, cancelled games,
everybody.
It's coming out, guys. It's coming out.
How about Prey 2?
Survey says... Number 1.
Okay.
Wow. How about...
So pass or play?
Fallout... No, play. Fallout Van Buren / Fallout 3. The original
Survey
Fallout
says,
3.
That is number 2. You got all the top 3.
Yeah. Oh boy. We're going for this.
You
have 4
more?
Going for this.
You know, I was going to answer, but fuck, you're on a roll. You go on.
Oh, God, no.
Keep your answer just in case.
I get a lot of starting momentum, and then I start slowing down after my initial
view.
You
go, girl.
Don't you mean crushing down?
Do you want me to answer or not?
Please.
Half-Life 2, Episode 3, / Half-Life 3.
Oh!
Survey says... Nope.
Whoa.
No, people are still confident that game's coming out, so...
Wow.
Fuck them.
Okay.
Wait, hang on, I'm thinking. Not just yet.
That's not thinking you're doing.
I'm thinking!
That's breathing!
Shut up, man.
You always get these mixed up, god damn it.
You're putting it down!
I think you can
pass
it over.
No, not yet.
For fuck's sake.
What was that game that...
Mario.
Oh.
Mummy Returns 2.
Mario was cancelled.
Mario's been cancelled all the time. Fez 2.
Oh, Survey that's says. A good one.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Come on!
That should have been number one.
Mal Mitch. Mal Mitch.
It was only the other one. I've got Mega Man Legends 3.
You got it.
Yeah! Yeah.
No!
Yeah, great answer.
The other answers were Battlefront 3, Project Hammer, which I don't know what it is, and Spore.
Oh, yeah.
I guess original Project Spore is what they refer to.
But didn't Battlefront... Really? Hasn't Battlefront 3 coming out now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, but this question was asked way before. So.
I love how outdated these questions
are. The pandemic yeah, Battlefront.
That's why I try to ask questions about old games generally, because new game questions tend to get outdated.
Yeah.
Project Hammer was a Wii game that never came out.
It was, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that game.
This is a pretty old set of questions. We should do a new survey.
This is the last set of questions I have. I'm
going to take a random guess and say that Fez 2 wasn't cancelled when that was asked.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Because this was
God
like,
damn it.
This was like, you know, last summer or something.
Is it Fast Money time?
Yeah, it's Fast Money. So Mitch and Fishheads. All right, Fishheads. This first one's kind of unorthodox. I hope you're ready for that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Fishheads. Describe your sex life of a video game.
Oh, shit. Alone in the Dark.
Name the best JRPG villain.
Kefka.
Name a game with a sex minigame.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
All right.
Good answers.
A lot of sex questions. All right.
I only remembered Alone in the Dark because that was my answer.
Mitch. Everyone's answer.
Mitch. Oh, Mitch.
You have to fucking type in chat, you pieces of fuck. I can't message in the chat room. Oh well. I'm not permitted to do so.
Don't have the password.
I don't have the password. I should probably put it on, shouldn't I?
Fucking Mitch. God damn it.
He's doing it deliberately.
Fish
and Mitch, last time.
Animitch, I gotta leave. Fuck you. Just go.
Okay, now I am. He's doing it on purpose. He must be.
Oh my god, Animitch.
It says Animitch. Last.
You know what? Sorry, I'm giving Mitch's team minus 10 points for that shit.
No! That's
not fair! That's not fair!
Minus 5
points. Perfectly fair, you
That's not fair! How
Everyone
was
typing
in
you're
chat
holding
going,
up the
you're
podcast!
Unmute. Oh! I'm sorry, I was 20 seconds late! Fuck off!
Suck it down.
Suck it down.
Happy, please, I'll give you a copy of Bad Rats if you resend it.
No, now you're getting minus 10 points.
Trying to bribe the host. What are you playing?
This isn't fair.
All right, Animage. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. Jeez.
All right, describe your sex life with a video game title.
Seaman.
Seaman? name the best JRPG villain.
Fuck. Sephiroth.
Name a game with a sex minigame.
Right play?
Oh, God.
Great answers.
Mitch, you fucked us. You fucked us, Mitch.
I really like those answers.
Man, that was slow money today.
Seaman was a great answer. Seaman was a great answer.
Alright. Give me a moment to calculate the points.
Remember to take into account minus 10.
Yep. No, minus 5.
No, don't!
But is it minus 5?
Don't do
okay.
that!
Okay, fine, I won't. Fine, okay, I won't. I won't.
Can you give us plus 5 if I complain loud enough?
If I was the only one who answered Alone in the Dark, I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah, he didn't try it. I think he was trying to go with something a bit unconventional, a bit new,
so,
you know.
How did the game go, guys? I was busy killing things.
It was pretty great,
awful.
Yeah.
Alright, so. Fishheads? Describe your sex life of a video game. You said Alone in the Dark, that is the number one answer.
Oh!
JRPG villain, you said Kefka, that is the number one answer.
Yes!
God damn.
Sex minigame, you said San Andreas, that is the number two answer.
Shit.
Well done, Mitch. You fucked us.
So, Mitch.
And, Animitch, describe your sex life of a game. You said Seaman, that is not on the board. Name the best JRPG villain, use Sephiroth, that is not on the board.
Thank God.
And name a game for sex mid game, use Ray Blade, that is not on the board.
Oh God! Damn it!
Happy, can we hear what the other answers were?
Mao, Mitch, and Shawnee, you have 52 points, Fish, Cat, and Moogle, 62.
Yes! Yeah. By doing nothing, yeah. The streak is secured.
Mao, Mitch, and Sean were in the lead before it, but Mitch totally fucked them, so the streak lives.
Mitch. The streak lives by a margin.
Local animate ruins everything.
Yeah, and the other answers were Sex Life from Bottom to Top. Sex Life from Bottom to Top, Data Tentacle, Splatoon, Glover, Manhunt, God Hand. This is number 5, but I saved the best for last, Animal Crossing.
Rusty!
And I was Rusty. Best JRPG villain, Luca Blight from Suikoden 2.
Oh, I love you people!
Kuya from FF9, March from FF Tactics, Lavos from Chrono Trigger, Gary Oak, fuck yeah.
He's the best one. Fuck yeah, Gary.
And a from Persona 4, right?
Now!
No, a lot of people said
spoilers.
That.
Spoilers! Spoilers, jeez.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Jeez, woof, sheesh.
Hey, Catsman, look, our viewers are very big fans of Suikoden 2. Maybe you should play it.
I'll do it.
Maybe we should do it for the podcast sometime.
Well, it was last place.
I'll do it.
Only 2 people said it.
Shut up, Happy!
Do it for the podcast. I like that fucking game. JRPG. It'll take fucking years.
Okay, so the game of sex minigame. Killer is Dead, Ultima 9, Mass Effect, not really
a
minigame.
That's not a sex minigame.
Yeah, I know. And games where you can have sex, just, I guess. Leisure Suit Larry, Saints Row 2, and God of War was the number 1.
God of War. Yeah, God of War would have been the amount.
That shit is so dumb in God of War.
It is. Just QTE fucking over and over again.
I'm glad.
That sex life question is bullshit, because I don't have one.
Yeah, so unfair. Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
All right.
Resident
That's
Evil.
A great answer, Fish.
So,
thank you.
I thought I was the only one who thought of that, but clearly not.
Mao, is it 3 wins and 6 losses? Animich, is it 3 wins and 6 losses? Shawnee, is 1 win, 2 losses?
What am
Fish,
I at?
Fishheads
I blame Animich.
Fishheads is 3 wins, 1 loss. Catsman is 4 wins, 4 losses.
Yeah.
I bet that was when Mitch was on my team and answered
Moogle,
Mommy Returns.
Moogle is 5-0 at Podcast Mania.
Podcast
he extends his streak
undefeated
to 5.
Undefeated at Podcast
God
Mania.
Damn.
All right, that's it for me, because I gotta bounce. See you later.
Bye, Happy Man.
Bye, Happy. We love you.
Bye.
Can we get Z-Mans? Where's Z-Mans? Can we get Z-Mans?
Anyway.
On the stream. What the fuck?
Our next...
Flames.
Anyway. Our
He's
next,
got a good test.
Anyway, our next topic, if I can be permitted
Mitch,
to
hey,
finish my... God, okay, Fish, you're being muted. The recording is mine, by the way, so you're now muted forever in the rest of the podcast. Good job.
Hooray.
Our next topic is the news. We don't really have that much news. Animate, you go first with the news, with your news.
Okay. Amiibo watch. Have you guys having fun with your Amiibos?
I don't give a shit about Amiibos.
Let's talk about Amiibos for a second, okay? So, there is a man who has spent over $30,000 on a single line of Rosalina Amiibos, and he's done so because he hates the character, and so he doesn't want anyone else to own these and have fun with them, so he's decided to buy them all. He's also got another $65,000 on the line for when Zero Suit Samus, Robin, and Lucina drop so that he can buy loads of them so that no one else can have those as well.
Wow.
And it is
amazing.
Working because I couldn't find a single Rosalina when I went to try and find her, and they're selling for like £50 on Amazon at the
moment. I've got no words, really. I mean... What's the word for this? Scalping? This isn't...
No,
it's
like,
not scalping, because he's not going to sell them.
Yeah, he's not selling them. What's the word for it, then?
Being a dick who doesn't want me to have Rosalina.
I love that. I don't get... Why do people hate Rosalina? She's just kind of, like, completely
now,
neutral. Like,
this
He doesn't like her because she's been getting this big push from Nintendo. Like, she's been in, like, tons of Nintendo games.
I have heard her.
What, you mean, like, Mario Kart?
The word we're looking for is autism.
I've heard her referred to as Nintendo's Lightning.
Yes.
That's not true.
She doesn't even talk that much. Has she said a word since Super Mario Galaxy and potentially two?
This is another Amiibo news. On the Animich Amiibo watch.
No, who has $30,000 to spend on Amiibos of a character they hate?
Apparently furries.
Where did he get that money, and how does he still have it?
Why?
I don't know.
It's like how furries have, like, shitloads of money to
Why do they always have tons of money?
I don't know, dude. Maybe it's in a rich...
Rusty's rich, isn't he?
In a rich and decadent society, we pay money for frivolous shit. I don't know.
I mean, wealth and decadence do usually go together.
Yeah. You morally depraved rich people.
I thought about it, and I was like, Amiibos are like toys, and they're meant for kids. And if you're a little kid, and you're like, oh, what? I want the little Mac Amiibo. And he goes into the store to try and find it, and it's not there because I've bought them all. That's a sad day for that little kid. So Nintendo, get your shit together. Start selling more Amiibos.
Nintendo are doing this whole thing where they kind of want them to be scarce, right? They don't want them to be completely incapacity anywhere. Or is it just that they don't make enough?
Ultimately, they'll make more. They'll just make more, ultimately. So you can just get them later on.
They've only said they're going to reissue the Marth Amiibos. Those are the only ones they've confirmed that they're going to be reissuing.
Who gives a fuck about the Marth Amiibos? Just release one Amiibo for all the Fire Emblem characters. I guarantee you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
That's racist. Oof. Anyway.
Is that enough about Amiibos?
No.
Oh, God, Mal, please.
Okay, so Amiibo pre-orders are so bad recently that they're selling out the day they are released for pre-order. So the last line, which was 5, which was Robin, Lucina, Charizard, Wario, and Ness, that all sold out the day they were put up on pre-order. And Amazon isn't even accepting pre-orders for them yet.
Nope. I think they're gonna, all game.
They're going to do it like the week that they're going to be released, and you got to fucking get in there fast. And pre-orders are so bad that even Sakurai himself is having trouble getting all the Amiibos. The guy who made the game is complaining about how he can't get any Amiibos.
Well,
what is it? Is it Nintendo just, like, ridiculously underestimating the demand?
No,
because
it's
I wouldn't be surprised. But what the fuck, right? They're not really making that much money with the Wii U, right? And they found this huge fucking cash cow called Amiibos, and what do? They don't make enough of them.
Are you
what
sure
the
they
fuck are?
Are
they doing?
Nintendo have done this for fucking decades. This is what they do. This is their thing. They keep stock levels low to drive demand up.
I don't think it's anything malicious like that. I think it's they just sit down in a room and say, all right, let's make 100,000 Captain Falcons, 1,000,000 Marios, and then they're done with day. And then they're like, Captain Falcons are sold out. Great!
I disagree. They've done this for decades. They've been doing it since the days of the NES, and they're going to keep doing it. They always keep supply low to drive up demand, and then they can just fucking go from there.
No, they don't, because when they don't do that, that didn't work with them for the Wii at all. It meant that
Are you fucking serious, Cats?
Are you kidding me?
They didn't make any more fucking money from the Wii, you idiots. Other people bought them and sold them on at a premium. No more money goes to fucking Nintendo. You're an idiot.
But it does. Because it keeps demand up.
But if they can't supply that demand, they don't make any more money.
It's true. The demand is going to the scalpers, not to Nintendo themselves. The scalpers are the one making the money.
They make more money, but then later on, Nintendo come and make more, and then they sell more. That's how it works. That's how they've always worked.
No, because a lot of the people who originally bought it have sold theirs on because it was worth so much, and so there's going to be less demand. Honestly, I went through like 3DSs just because I was selling them because they got so much money. I was not buying a new one until they were cheaper. Nintendo didn't see any more money from that.
And finally, for Amiibos, Amiibos have created $4 billion in ad revenue for Nintendo.
Hooray!
In ad revenue?
It's over, guys. Nintendo's finished. They should switch to mobile.
Nintendo have made a lot of money.
They should go multi-platform. They should go multi-platform, right, guys?
At least $1 billion.
What Nintendo should do is go to free to start mono consoles.
What?
Segway! Yeah. Fuck you!
What?
Shut up, Mal.
Mal,
please.
He found
a Segway. Let him have his Segway.
No, that was stupid.
No, fuck you. You're stupid.
What the hell is a mono free-to-play console, man?
I think Mao's still drunk. I'm maintaining this state.
No!
He's still drunk.
I'm just Mao. Sick of you guys talking about Meepos!
Mao, say your alphabet backwards.
Let's talk about Persona, guys.
Wait, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Mao, stand up!
Faster. W, X, Y, and... Okay.
You're getting forward!
Z, Y, W, X... V,
we're keeping this
U,
in. I don't care.
C.
Well,
C.
1, Adam 12, C. 19,
C.
T, S, R,
C.
Fuck
C.
it. I'm not drunk. Fuck you.
C.
Anyway.
What was that again?
More Amiibo news, please.
Yes, let's have some more news on Amiibo.
Oh.
Mao, do your thing.
Alright, well...
A new line of Super Mario Brothers amiibos have been announced alongside the Super Smash Brothers one. And there's bullshit integration with Mario Party 8 in that if you use a amiibo that already has Smash Brothers data on it, if you use it on Mario Party, it will delete that Smash Brothers data.
You have to buy a new amiibo to use
it,
guys!
Is that intentional?
Yes.
It probably is intentional.
To be honest,
it's also a limitation of the chip that they've got, because the chip holds bytes.
Doesn't it have, kilobytes of storage
in there?
Yeah, it does. It has
kilobytes
of storage. Anyway, who gives a shit about the new Mario Party? It's going to have that car thing that you all ride on, so it's
going to suck. No, it's different. It's different than that. It's not that anymore.
No, it's going to have the car.
They learned from their mistake from Mario Party.
As if Mario Party didn't generate enough animosity.
Probably not, because I don't have friends to play it with.
Oh. It's going to be out before the meetup, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait. 5-player Mario Party.
I should get it for
people
meetup.
Playing the Bowser.
I should get it for meetup.
Okay, I have to agree with Mao. Let's talk about something else, please.
Have you
unlocked
all these?
Let's talk about SMC and Persona. Let's go, Mao.
Well,
go.
No, we were gonna... EA wants... Hang on, let's look at Mao's link.
No, I want to hear what he says about the black and white mono console.
Yeah, what's a black and white mono console, Mao?
Let's go, Mao.
What's a black and white mono console?
You're the one who brought it up!
You're the one who fucking talked about it!
What?
What's a free start model console? What's a
free start
model
console? Well, EA is looking to expand its free to play options by pushing for what's being coined as free to start. A new way to provide game trials to consumers. On free to play of consoles, we think this is very much about free play overall.
I see.
I don't know what you're talking about right
now.
Give me the
EA are gonna start giving games away
okay,
for free.
Let me
so
read it because I'm not drunk, unlike Mao. Even though
I'm not drunk.
Even though
say
I'm doing this on my
backwards.
TV with this terrible DPI.
Outwards.
On free to play with consoles, we think about this much the way we think about free to play overall. There's a couple of different vectors to this. The first is as we look into the future, we believe a very big part of our player base will expect a free to start experience, Wilson said on an earnings call. When we look at films.
Bish, I just need to hear the news. I don't need to hear 5 minutes of marketing.
I know. I was trying to talk
what
over Mao so he couldn't talk.
What is the news?
So EA are going to allow people to start games for free, so they'll provide them for free, and then if you want to continue playing after a little while, you pay some money and you get to continue playing again.
Oh, so it's like a, it's almost like it's a demo.
A demo.
My God!
That's an amazing idea. I'm surprised no one's had that already.
I know, right?
I think, well,
maybe Mitch and I should come up with some way of streaming these things when
over
they
the
come
internet.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Can we restart that series, please? Because people want it again. We need to do that again.
Oh God, please, do we have
the worry,
to?
It's
such we'll suffering. Do it today. Let's do it today.
It's no,
the worrying
it's
thing about this news coming from EA CEO Andrew Wilson, is you say in the future we believe a very big part of our player base will expect free to start.
Oh, well, they just
that's fine.
My
that's
God,
fine.
People expect demos so they can try before they buy.
Yeah, that's
Jesus.
Very sensible. What would be bullshit, and it's EA, so it might be, is that you do a free to start of Dead Space, and you play for 30 minutes, and it's like, you must pay $15 to continue, and you're like, okay, I like this game. Imagine you're the kind of pleb who likes Dead Space. And so you pay $15, and then an hour later it goes, hey, you must pay $15 to get it.
I just don't want any more free-to-play and microtransactions or cancer.
Yeah, I like the idea as well.
Another way that EA could destroy this prospect is if they put, say there's a time limit of 50 minutes for the free-to-start, they put all their money at those first 15 minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, just yeah. Even doing
make,
that, though.
Make that 15 minutes the best 15 minutes ever, and then don't worry about the rest.
Yeah. And... Well, that happens with demos already, though. That's not new thing, so whatever.
Well, that's because I usually take, like, the best set pieces out and put them in the demo.
Yeah. I remember the Fear 2 demo was just, like, all of the best set pieces from the entire game, like, shoved into, like, 10 minutes of gameplay, and then the actual game was boring as hell.
I like it. I like demos that let you play, like, a bit of the start of a game and a bit later on.
Yeah, if they give to. Well, I like Nintendo's approach to demos. They don't actually release them normally in demo format, but they have them at expos and stuff. So they give you either two or three scenarios of different types of gameplay. So the Skyward Sword one, when they did that, it had a dungeon bit, it had a flying bit, and it had a boss section. And you could play any of them in any order that you wanted.
Where was the section where you were collecting pointless bullshit for 2 hours? Because that represents the majority of the game.
Never.
On the subject of, like, I don't know, bullshit like this, have any of you been following Evolve recently?
Nope.
Yes.
Basically, the people who made Left 4 Dead split off from Valve.
Yes,
and
they
decided that they would make their own game called Evolve, and it's being published by 2K. Yep. And it looked like kind of a cool game, and I was interested in it, but basically, as far as I can tell, the entire game is just, like, it's a DLC engine, yes.
Yep.
It just, the actual game itself is made to facilitate the purchase of DLC by the player.
Welcome to modern gaming.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna throw my hands up and say I'm fucking getting it. I don't fucking care.
Wow, yes. Moogle.
It's fucking fun. I played the alpha. I had a fucking great time. The alpha has none of the DLC material in it.
Moogle,
whatsoever.
Do you just have to buy every new FPS the way that Dom has to buy every new Western?
No, I don't buy all new FPSs. I only buy the ones that I know my friends are getting and that I can play multiplayer with them.
The Call of Duty.
Yeah, I do.
Coward
frequently,
duty.
Although I wait now. I don't buy them a launch. I wait until I understand that they run on PC before I do so. But yeah,
Evolve. While it is bullshit, they are going to give away all the maps for free.
Yep.
They don't want to split the fan base.
Yep.
So,
but
it's just going to be.
If they didn't want to split the fan base, they wouldn't like have like five different monsters or whatever, and they were £14.99 each.
Yeah, you will
in order
still
to beat them.
You will still be able to fight against that monster, but you won't be able to play as that monster unless you purchase them, right? The way I see it is, because they made all the maps free, all the maps are going to be free, so then 2K was like, well, we're still going to charge the same amount of money for every DLC pack, so there's just going to be less content in those DLC packs. So people are just going to be paying $15 for a new monster and like some skins.
Or alternatively, you can just go to Uncle Pavlov's Discount Gaming Warehouse and purchase a season pass.
No,
pence.
The guys who made this game have said in interviews specifically that the entire experience is geared around DLC.
They have. They also apologized for that. I don't know if you noticed that one. They basically said publisher decision.
And now you're apologizing for it, you apologist.
I'm not apologizing.
You're defending
it. I don't
this game
care.
Or buying this game. You're an apologist.
You I'm know, playing the game. I don't give a fuck. It's fun. It's a fun game. That's all I fucking care about.
To play devil's advocate, maybe they are saying that maybe this game is going to be updated with DLC for like the next 5 years. They're going to be constantly supporting this release. They're not going to get out Evolve 2 next year, you know? They're just saying, this is going to be... We're going to support this game with DLC, and they've said it too soon before the game's released, and everyone's going, oh my god, the first 2 months is just going to be five new mods at $15 a pack.
There is confirmed to be five different monsters at $15 a pack.
No, there's not.
There's
in the base game that you get to play as, and then there's two extra.
But they're not going to be released. They're not going to release at the first 2 months. Maybe they'll be released like every year, a new monster or whatever.
Well, I will say, even though I'm buying the game, and even though I've purchased the season pass as well, I don't give a fuck because I paid pennies. Because Uncle Pavlov, thank you, Uncle Pavlov. I get them for fucking cheap, I don't give a fuck. And I know I'm going to get play out of it, because all of the friends I have outside of GLA will play it, and I don't care. But ultimately, it's taken them quite a long time to make this game, considering they apparently were producing it right after they left from Left 4 Dead 2. Or Left 4 Dead. Was it Left 4 Dead 1 after which they left?
Yeah, I think Valve was Left 4
so
Dead
they,
2.
So they were planning it right after they finished Left 4 Dead 1. And it's taken them a while, I played the alpha. I was really impressed because gameplay-wise, it's fun. There's lots of teamwork in it, which I like, or alternatively, you can fuck people up as a monster. It seems pretty solid. The only thing I will say, though, is that the DLC, like the pre-order DLC bonuses, are completely fucking chaotic. There's no way of telling what you get for pre-ordering from place A or place B.
Aren't there like five different editions and place you buy it from will give you something different?
It's completely opaque. You can't tell what you're getting compared with what you're getting from somewhere else. ultimately, that doesn't bother me too much because I think all of that stuff is cosmetic stuff. And who the fuck cares?
No, it's not. Some places will give you like extra monsters and whatnot.
No,
I don't think certain editions will give you extra monsters,
but certain places will give you different cosmetic DLC. But who cares about that?
I'm the dictator of the news right now, and we're going to talk about Microsoft HoloLens right now.
May I please say something?
Have you guys not heard about Microsoft HoloLens?
I have not.
I saw the announcement and I saw part of the video, and it looks really fucking like it's not going to work in that way.
Oh my god, I was waiting for you guys to stop talking about fucking Evolve so I could say something tangentially related. I didn't talk over you. I was patient.
No, whatever. Okay. This is a dictatorship, and you're not the dictator.
But we've moved
about
past
Microsoft
that.
Hello,
you,
now.
Cats, man, you can't oppress me, he said, with most of the proletariat.
What is the thing you want to say, Fish?
I wanted to say, it's kind of depressing.
Project HoloLens are exclusive hands-on with Microsoft's holographic goggles. So,
what?
Yeah, Microsoft are jumping on the VR bandwagon in this really, like, bizarre way.
It's not quite VR, though, is it?
It's more like AR, isn't it? Yeah, it's halfway between VR and AR, because it's like VR goggles that are translucent that project an image that is, like, that lines up with the real world.
Sweet. Yeah. How long until I can play Resident Evil in my local vicinity?
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd love to play it at work, because we've got obviously like a big office complex at work, and it would probably actually be okay.
What if you
accidentally
shoot
someone? You can't get through this door,
someone.
You've not got a key. Piece of fuck.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
It'd be entertaining.
It is very Microsoft to just, they see a gimmick that's getting traction and then they don't do anything for 2 or 3 years and then and then they jump on it, but they do it in a weird way, like with the Kinect. Like they were like, motion controls are big, but we don't want people waggling around with controllers. Let's have a camera watch them, and it won't work.
Yes.
I'm sure this will be something that is...
They just have this weird policy of just inventing shit. Just making things that are interesting ideas and just make them terrible. Like Windows 8. It's like, hey, mobile apps are pretty popular with the iPhone. Let's take our PC and make it a pile of shit.
Does anyone remember the original Microsoft Surface, which was kind of like a huge computer, like the size of a table?
It was a massive
sat in your
computer.
Living room.
And
never gained any traction.
All you did was poke fish. Yeah. That's all it was used for.
It was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah. Like, we sat there collectively, the consumer, and we said, this is a great idea. Let's just go ahead and never buy this.
Yeah. Yep.
What a stupid... Like, Microsoft just does dumb, dumb things, and I don't know why they're still in business.
I mean, I kind of like the whole thing that Satya Nadella's doing, like how Windows 10 will be an update that you can install from Windows 8 in Windows Update without having to do any fucking bullshit like restarting your computer 8 times and just like crossing your fingers and
not
hoping.
Not for Windows 7 though, no.
Windows 8's only, Windows only update is Windows 10 is an update for Windows 8, destroys Windows 8, replaces with Windows 10. Great.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we unmute Fishheads now? I think we've punished him. There we go.
But I just don't understand, like, Windows does, like, a good thing. Like, Windows 7 was a great operating system, and then make Windows 8.
It wasn't really that great.
No.
It's okay.
Compared to Vista, it was
the last good operating system Microsoft made was 95.
Oh, I knew you were going to say 95! Fuck off!
I fucking love Windows 95.
Oh, God.
I'll fight you for a fiver, mate.
All right. Fish, what were you going
Fish,
to talk about?
Go on, Fish.
I can't talk about it now. We've moved on.
Okay.
Yep, we sure have. Anyway,
do you want me to talk about it or no?
No.
No.
Okay, no, not really.
Next news.
Mitch, you do something.
Oh, fuck.
Live action Zelda.
Live action Zelda.
I don't care either.
That's going to be a live action Zelda on Netflix. It's going to star Eddie Murphy. Is everyone hype?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy is every character.
Yeah.
So Nintendo are starting their YouTube program up at the moment. Previously, they took all ad revenue, I think.
No, they didn't.
Or they didn't let you.
They started doing that, and then they rescinded it pretty quickly.
And now they're starting up a YouTube Nintendo partnership deal whereby you can get, I believe, 60% of the ad revenue goes to you and all the rest goes to Nintendo, but your YouTube channel can only be Nintendo related, otherwise it doesn't qualify.
Hang on, Catsman. Hang on.
I haven't said anything.
You're saying that a bunch of whiny reactionary Let's Players were over-exaggerating about Nintendo stealing all their money?
I only have $8 in my wallet right now. Because the GLA just cost me everything. I only have $8 in my wallet right now. Nothing you can buy that costs $8. Everything is more.
I have a
grain
quote.
Of rice. He can't buy a grain of rice to feed his family.
I have a quote here from an outraged YouTube celebrity. Do you want me to read it?
Sure. What's the name of this this fine individual?
He wanted to stay anonymous.
I see.
Okay, so here we go. Written by a YouTube star. Every single day, we lowly YouTube superstars have to fight the good fight against corporations like Nintendo. They are what's wrong with video games today. Why would people want to defend this anti-consumer company? They refuse to let us have all of our hard-earned money making videos for YouTube. They are literally ruining my life with every decision they make. All I wanted to do was make a funny Let's Play series about Punch-Out, where I shouted at some memes whenever I lost. Such losing. Very punched. Nintendo doesn't deserve to make money off my hilarious jokes. For some reason, Google set up rules about using video game footage, which I still refuse to read on principle. Who cares? I deserve to do whatever I want with YouTube, because that's my right as an American. Sure, I might be getting paid through Google's ad revenue program, but I could do it all on my own if I felt like it. How hard could it be to set up my own video site, broker my own advertising deals, and make a website for the Let's Play videos? I could hire some dumb nerd who plays video games all day to do it for me. But no! One should have to jump through that many hoops to use the internet freely. Why is Google so anti-consumer? My life is hard. You don't understand the blood, sweat, and tears that went into recording video game footage and then syncing up with my webcam. I also had to use a bunch of my unique brain power to make hilarious jokes like telling Doc Lewis to stop stealing my bike because he's black. The joke is that black people steal things. Remember the facts. Nintendo just made a video game. Anybody can do that. Only certain people like myself have the talent to make Let's Plays. Who's going to watch an official Let's Play Punch-Out with the developers of the game? No one would watch that boring trash because they would probably talk about the details of how they made the game and how they designed the gameplay and just stupid things like that. I'm way more entertaining because I tell jokes and can play video games. I would tell you to like, subscribe right now, but I wrote this article anonymously because Nintendo would probably shut me down. If they found out about this article, God, now I know how being oppressed feels like. The feels, man.
I would just like to add this, which is something that I got the last time this fucking happened and people's revenue was starting taken away because of music and stuff. And I'd just like to display that for your viewing pleasure.
I mean, honest to God, right? Like, did someone actually publish that as like a thinking it wasn't satire, or did they know it was satire?
It's satire.
That's
it's
okay satire. Then. No,
I'm
saying
that link again now.
Like, okay, well,
it's a P4R gaming article.
Oh right, it's on P4R. Okay, I thought some like blog had published it thinking it was real.
Well, did you hear?
I mean, it is ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. I don't like. If you're making money from Let's Plays, then you at least need another job, like at the same time, because it's a really risky. It's really risky business, you know.
I don't have a problem with people making money from it, but at the same time, if the company who makes the game wants a share of that money, that is their product that you are using to promote yourself and make money. Therefore, they are entitled to a piece of the profit, and that's what Nintendo have done. So
that's why you need merch. Merch is how
you
get any.
The main piece of news there, though, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that they're demanding that the channel be only related to Nintendo stuff. Which either
are they
shows...
No, they
yes,
are.
Yes, they are. They are doing that.
I thought they were just... Nintendo, they can do that. I don't give a shit.
I thought they can do that. Thought they were just forcing you to register individual videos if you want to...
No. No.
Okay.
Not anymore. Now it's... the whole channel has to have Nintendo-related stuff only. Which I imagine what it means is that people will just create separate channels for themselves with only Nintendo stuff, and then they'll do it that way.
You know what I've noticed? Is whenever a YouTube channel starts being for profit, it just turns to utter garbage.
Of course it does.
Anyway, does anyone have any more news? Because that's the end of mine.
Persona!
Persona 5.
It's
you know, old hat telling Mal that he's talking about Persona now. I just,
you know,
let's just
Mal's
hear about
probably
it.
Just been stewing there for...
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Go ahead, Mal.
I don't have that much to say about it.
I think it looks pretty good. I like it.
I really like the style.
I like the style and have no interest in the game.
I like the menu transitions.
Fine. Oh, the menu transitions look so good.
Oh, it's so good.
And I haven't watched the trailer
most
yet.
Most important...
Okay, stop. Everybody shut up. Everybody's audio is garbage except mine. Thank you.
Of
you can
course,
now continue.
Clearly.
Now, thanks. Moogles is okay.
Can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me?
Shut up, man.
Can you hear me? I'm going to go into the audio wizard, okay? Guys.
Is he making fun of me?
I'm getting flashbacks of like TF2 mic spam.
I can see his lips lighting up on Mumble, but I can't hear him.
Moogle, can you hear me? Moogle, can you hear me?
He's lighting up. Is he talking, guys?
Can you hear me, though?
Yes!
Now he's making a joke about how I always do that.
Mal, I think you've gotten angrier as a person over these past 3 years.
I've told you, he's drunk!
So, Mal, you should sober up.
Alphabet backwards, go!
You're an embarrassment.
No, let's not do that. Did someone have a conundrum that they wanted to say?
Oh, yeah, Animich, I have a conundrum for you.
No, shut
yes,
up!
Yes, do it!
So, what are the NFL the top 10 juiced up players and the top 10 juiced up coaches?
I'll
take your answer in a letter.
What is the definition of a third down?
Yeah, what is a third down, Animich? And what
I'm
do you not do in a third down?
Baron, you had that bowl recently, didn't you? Tell us about that bowl.
I didn't watch
it.
I don't
super.
Care.
Oh.
Yeah, people have been describing it like really hyperbolically.
Yeah, none of my teams were playing. I didn't like both teams.
Okay. You're an architect. You've been tasked with making another Mount Rushmore, but this time it's gaming themed. Who do you put on the Mount Rushmore?
Oh shit.
That's good.
John Carmack, John Madden.
John Madden.
Okay, you've been tasked with making two. One's for video game characters, the other one's for developers.
Alright, good.
Go. Oh, okay.
Good.
Alright. Tetris block. Is going to be on one of them.
Which Tetris block, though?
It's a good question. I'm not actually sure. I think
the L.
An L is a good option. Hey.
This is in America. You say you're making a second Mount Rushmore, so I'm assuming it's going to be in the US as well.
Presumably.
No, it's in Ethiopia.
It's in a neutral country. It'll be in the middle of the Pacific Ocean between America and Japan.
Yeah. On that island of... like rubbish that's floating in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's the perfect place for it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's about the size of Texas. What a great idea.
Can I Isn't put Bonzi okay? Buddy on there?
Sure.
He's not gaming related.
Shut up.
Hello, expand dong.
Expand dong. Pac-Man. Is
Pac-Man? I'd say Pac-Man or Donkey Kong.
A space invader.
Those are generic crap.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Pac-Man the Space Invader and the Pong Ball.
The Pong Ball.
But that's like all generic old crap.
Who would you put on there?
I'd put
everyone's
like,
avoiding the M-words.
I'd put like a combination of Sonic the Hedgehog and Mario.
Kevin Spacey?
I'd put a combination of the two of them together, like some kind of horrible creature. Because if it's just the two separate ones, it takes up too much space, and Sonic really isn't that popular anymore.
No, don't put Sonic
on. I'd put Wario on there because he's rich enough to buy his face onto it. And he's the kind of guy that would do it.
Sonic's arms on there, but no other part of his body.
They would be blue.
You would conspicuously leave them blue, yes.
Yeah, and the whole thing would just be stone, except his arms, which are blue.
Made of turquoise or something.
Yeah,
I'd put
definitely.
Mozart on there,
Some
I think.
Lapis Lazuli.
Yeah. Is he really dead, though?
I don't know.
You don't have to be dead to be put on the Mount Rushmore.
I now understand why Catsman didn't want to let Mitch do this.
It's a good question.
No, it's
not
a good
question. I've got to think about it.
It's not a very good question because everyone goes to the originals.
Like I'm trying to think of ones I like.
I would put on Lawyer Guy, the Defender of Justice from the hit video game Lawyer Guy, Defender of Justice.
And, made by Catsman Industries.
Tristram the Bird from the famous video game Breeze Bird Jetstream, which everybody loves.
I would put 9/11 Dog on there myself. The Seuss is also important.
Why did you call it 9/11 Dog?
I would put Big Boss, Doom Guy, Bayonetta, and Mitsuru.
You're so violent.
Quality.
This is stupid.
Catsman, I hope you have one because right. I feel
no, this is a great conundrum. What are you talking about? I would put Captain Video Games on there.
Captain N. Let's move away from video game characters. What about developers?
Carmack.
I don't agree with John Carmack.
Why?
Name a good game he made on his own.
Doom.
No, he didn't make that on his own.
Quake. He made the engine. The whole point about
Carmack is that he's synergized with Romero, and they were both shit when they were apart from one another, and when they were both there, they were gold.
So you either put both Carmack and Romero on there, or none of them.
The difference is that Carmack actually did do Quake 3 when Romero left, and Quake 3 was great. And Romero didn't do shit.
Did he actually do?
And Carmack's still making cool stuff, whereas Romero's a washed-up hack.
Rage. Did you guys like Rage?
The ID Tech 5 engine was it Tech 4? The Tech 4 engine.
No, it was Tech 5 for Rage. Tech 5.
Doom 3 was horrible, though. Doom 3 was genuinely Doom 3 was not horrible.
I like Doom 3.
You know what? I liked Doom 3 when it came out, but then Half-Life 2 came out, and I said whatever. Yes. I immediately forgot about Doom 3 because Doom 3 really wasn't all that great, actually.
I like
monster
it.
Closets and modern first-person shooters.
Yep. Well, it wasn't really modern first-person shooters. Got no aiming.
Doom 3 was just really boring corridors.
Yeah,
that was the whole game.
Right, I've got it. Yeah, Carmack, Shiggy, Gabe Newell, and
if you're not going to put Carmack,
last but not just least, me. Anthony Birch.
If not John Carmack,
then I would put Warren Spector up there instead.
Okay,
Warren Spector's cool, don't get me wrong, but...
Well, you think about... Then Lord British, I guess, because you think of like people who had influence in certain games, like Warren Spector had influence in Ultima Underworld, and the Thief series, and the System Shock series, and also, you know, Deus Ex, so...
I'd like Mikami up there, but he's done quite a few stinkers in recent years.
Oh, yeah, Mikami.
Yeah.
Mikami.
Whatever.
Shinji Mikami, you know, Resident Evil guy.
Yes. Resident Evil 2.
Shinji Mikami, Hideki Kamiya.
Kamiya.
You're going to put fucking Kamiya. The idol worship that is surrounding Kamiya right now is literally, it's getting out of control.
Kamiya makes good games.
Literally. What games did Kamiya make?
He talks about it on the internet, like he's a fucking god.
Resident Evil 2.
Okami. Wonderful 101.
Those are all decent.
He didn't make God Hand. Beautiful Joe.
He was... Okay, let's have a look at fucking... Here we go.
Well, no, like, Beautiful Joe's good. Wonderful 101 is very good.
Okay, let me list off the
Resident
games
Resident Evil 2
has
is stupid,
on.
But fun.
He worked on Resident Evil 2. He worked on the first Devil May Cry. He worked on Beautiful Joe. Then he worked on Okami, then he worked on Bayonetta, then he worked on Wonderful 101. There's his games.
And they're fucking fantastic! So, Shinji Mikami, Hideki Kamiya, Shigeru Miyamoto, and Suda51.
What a fucking weeaboo.
Jesus Christ, I didn't expect that from Anime.
It's like an entire amount of Japanese people.
It's almost as if American developers don't make good video games.
Also, Kamiya was Godot in Phoenix Wright in Japan.
He was.
Can I just put Pixel up there four times?
Pixel would be nice. Pixel's like, a nice guy.
I think he's too modest to want a Rushmore-style face, so maybe I wouldn't do that.
I'd have to put Zen on there as well on the basis that he keeps making games.
I would put Phil Fish on there.
Fucking Zen. Thanks, Phil. Fucking Fez 2 fucking cancelled. Can't steal any more assets.
He made, you know, Fez, and obviously that game should be priced like $140 per copy.
He quote-unquote made Fez.
But he isn't a devil. He's a DJ.
Kamiya has a great ratio of good
DJ Philfish.
The thing is, though, like, okay, good American game developers, good, you know, European game developers as well. You just listen to an entire pile of Japanese people animation. Yeah, it's really stupid.
How about Ken Levine, really? Guys?
Yes,
Ken Levine, there you
Ken
go.
Ken Levine, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Ken
the Levine. Guy who made the great BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
Yes, but he also made BioShock.
Yeah, and BioShock isn't that good.
He also worked on System Shock 2.
BioShock completely average.
He also worked on the Thief series with Warren Spector.
BioShock 1.
BioShock 1 is incredibly tolerable.
Oh yeah, let's have the guy who makes tolerable video games on the Mount Rushmore video games.
To be fair, right? I think that there's some game developers who make really good games who just don't have celebrity status.
How about Sid Meier? Fucking Sid Meier.
Sid Meier, there you go.
Sid Meier didn't do shit since the first Civilization.
I can't stand anyone who puts their own name on the title of a video game.
Ken Levine, he is the epitome of a Hollywood, of a failed screenwriter who goes into video games.
Like Ken Levine, I think he's really hot, but I wouldn't put him on the the Mount Rushmore.
Wow, see, that's shorty.
You just play a giant wall of Japanese people in a match. I don't want to hear you.
Because
Suda51 really isn't any influential whatsoever.
I'll
he just made
what,
a couple of goofy games.
Suda51 makes really interesting video games.
No, he
and
didn't.
He started out as a mortician, right?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started out as a mortician.
Great,
and
that's wonderful.
The first video game he worked on was a Fire Pro Wrestling video game, and he put, like, a graveyard theme in that video game. I love the guy. He's amazing.
Okay, yeah, you might love him, but I wouldn't put him in the fucking Mount Rushmore video game developers.
He's a man who dared to dream.
Like, you think about the
people
you think about and he's on Mount Rushmore are like titans in American history.
I propose something.
Shut up, Mao. I don't care what we have to say.
I don't care what you propose, Mao.
There should be two new Rushmores. One of Japanese developers.
No, we've got three Rushmores.
I
want to
stop.
Now.
What are we going to do with all these Rushmores?
Can we stop with this conundrum?
It's a good conundrum.
It's a good conundrum. Let me just list some random Japanese developers that I have a bias towards and put them on the Mount Rushmore. Fuck you.
No,
it's going to be.
It'll be chiseled faces into the side of Mount Fuji.
I want the guy who developed Final Fantasy 14 to be put up in that Mount Rushmore because that's my favorite game.
Oh man,
Final Fantasy 14's fine, isn't it?
It's the
you're thinking
one.
Of 13's the pathologically that doesn't work.
I don't know any of the Final Fantasies really except for 7, I guess, and 8.
Okay, that's the end of that conundrum.
Yeah,
thank you.
That
for...
was.
I want to die.
I want to die. I also want to die.
It was a good one.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, I thought you know, animation
wasn't
a good
probably
one.
Better, but then he
okay,
was.
Next conundrum. You're thanks, in charge Johnny. Of making a gaming-related Golden Gate Bridge. What do you name the bridge after?
the Golden Gates are on it.
Yeah, I'll name it Mitsuru.
I like Zipa Zhitnov because he made Tetris, and Tetris is the greatest game that's ever been created.
Yeah.
So fucking
hey,
yeah.
You won't play Cultures 2, so you're not an authority on
fuck
Tetris.
Fuck you! I don't give a fuck about you and your fucking heretical Tetris.
I'd name the bridge Rayplay.
No,
the bridge of Rayplay.
I would make
the great
I'd make
Rayplay
an,
bridge.
Make an, I would make an Elder Scrolls themed bridge where it's really low in the middle, and then it gets really good around the middle, and then it goes downhill again as you get towards the end.
I would make an Obsidian bridge, and it just breaks.
Yeah, I wouldn't go across an Elder Scrolls bridge or an Obsidian bridge. I just fear for my life.
I would give it a safety rating of 84.
What if it was an Elder Scrolls/Obsidian bridge?
Well, one part of the bridge is really good, Catsman. Every other part is terrible.
It's like giant holes in the bridge. There's like... some, you know, construction worker, like, halfway inside the bridge vibrating.
If you have a Final Fantasy 13 bridge, at least it'd be in a really straight line.
Yeah.
Very you, can't you can't even go all the way across the bridge, but there's some man standing near the start and says, see that bridge, you can go across it.
And the big, and the big things that suspend it, they can be Lightning's armpits.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thanks for that.
And it'll take you 20 hours to get across, and then it opens up into lots of different branches.
I want the Telltale Bridge. There's like three paths, and you just end up in the same.
But it takes 6 months to complete the bridge per segment.
Yeah.
Yes.
You go across the bridge, you have to stop, you have to wait 6 months, and then the next part's, and then...
Man.
At least it's not a valve bridge, in which case you get two bits, and then... The third one is just not there.
The bridge
but it's covered
in hats. There's lots of people queuing up,
there's
right?
Lots of
waiting,
everywhere.
They're saying, I'm sure the bridge will be done in a minute. I'm not seeing any fucking workers out here working on the bridge. But I'm sure it's going to be finished in the next couple of months, right, guys?
Valve make bridges on a volunteer basis. racist. Like, the worker has to decide what to build.
How about a BioWare bridge that is just in total disrepair, and if you call whoever made the bridge to complain about it, then they just insult you?
Yeah, and it's three different colors.
Yes.
There should be a staff
and then,
for bridge.
Then there's people standing in the bridge insisting that there's nothing wrong with it.
I like, you know, this was a joke conundrum that I just came up with.
That's a good one.
You're in charge of building a game-related Eiffel Tower. What?
Okay, right. Nintendo make the bridge, and they only sell 5 passes to go across it per day because it's a toll bridge, and then they go out of business and they close the bridge.
Yeah.
And now they make their bridges on mobile.
Very tiny.
They make bridges over other people's rivers now. Yeah.
And people are mad they don't get money for crossing the bridge, so they're like, oh, this bridge is so awful.
I walked over this bridge myself. I'm entitled to money.
I let someone ride in my car over this bridge, and I'm not entitled to all of the money for it. How dare they?
I make jokes.
I know we're doing the as a separate podcast, but we do have to decide what the book club game will be.
The U Testament. Or something else by
that
guy.
The U Testament, really?
Is the U Testament the best one the guy's made?
I like the prison one.
Hard Time is probably my favorite one, too.
Yeah.
Hard Time, okay.
Hard Time. It's not Long Time, but it'll be doing Hard Time. You'll find out when you play the game what that means.
Why wasn't Hard Time on the Family Feud for Describe Your Sex Life with a video game title?
Yeah, that's a good idea. The U Testament's also pretty good.
Anyway, yeah, in that case, after Lisa, it'll be Hard Time. And we'll likely record the Lisa one next week, so then the next podcast, it'll be Hard Time. So, go and play Hard Time, I guess.
Yeah, Hard Time also got some really good hip-hop and music.
If we have a fanfiction, here it is. There.
Yay. What a great fanfiction.
What a great fanfiction.
I loved it.
Bye. Bye. See you later.
Was there a phonograph?
No, we didn't get any phonograms.
Okay, never mind. Keep rolling the credits.
If the person, JS, was that the guy who sent a Valkyrie last time?
JF.
JF, add me on Steam. You won the prize for best Valkyrie, so...
What does he get for best Valkyrie?
He gets to win something off his Steam wish list.
Oh, okay.
Blue, who won last week, got a free copy of Wasteland 2.
He doesn't use Steam. He hates Steam.
Oh, well...
He's an idiot then.
I'll get him on Desora then. I'll buy
him something on Origin. Buy him something on Origin.
You can't give him anything.
I think he only uses DLC free services.
So nothing then.
Well, he uses GOG.
GOG has DLC on it.
Not really.
Yes.
The point of GOG is that it's DLC free, Mitch.
No, it's not. It's DRM. Okay.
It's
DRM
free.
I meant DRM free services.
What if someone has the complete edition of Train Simulator 2013 on their on their wish list?
Surely they have other things on their wish list.
What if they only had the complete edition of Train Simulator 2013? Would you have to rescind it?
No, I just give them a copy of fucking Neptuna then.
Here's a game you don't want. Thanks for sending us a voicemail.
Here you go. I will.
All right.
Okay. Opening the thing up, we want Valkyrie and fan art.
Isn't the best fan art as well? Valkyrie, whoever was like doing the Wind Waker theme on Kazoo or something.
I don't remember that one. We've only had 4 Valkyries. Stop bringing it up.
I don't bring it up. This is the first time I've ever brought
it
up.
Liar!
Fuck you. Why are you lying about Mitch?
Why are you lying to everyone?
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all attendees. Catch us on lunchtime.org.uk. That's all. Thanks.
What is wrong with you, Anovich?
You're in charge of making a gaming-related Taj Mahal. What materials do you use in order to build this Taj Mahal?
No, it would be one dead skin, person and is in the middle of it. Because the whole that's the deal with the Taj Mahal, isn't it?
Like, who would be dead inside your gaming-related Taj Mahal?
Anovich.
Oh, no.
This joke. Right,
Anovich's corpse
joke.
Is in a tomb made of Anovich. I'll do it. It's great. I'll do it twice.
How do you make a tomb out of Anovich?
Oh, well, let's
collect a lot of fingernails.
No, I just completely obliterate Anovich and then reassemble him into the form of a Taj Mahal.
Reassemble.
Yeah, it's like a Star Trek.
Would Anovich guard his tomb with statues that shoot staples out from under their fingernails?
That would be sick.
No, they shoot blades from their eyebrows.
I'd have snakes and they have little hats on that make them look like little anime girls.
Grown, what's
like those
up, guys?
Cockroaches that have like that anime face on.
Jeez.